Blog Talk Radio.
And said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
He reached down and picked a gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar.
At the altar of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover.
Yeah, it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well, well, well.
When the battle stopped and smoke cleared,
there was thunder
on the throne.
Oh, yeah.
And seven Spanish angels.
everybody. It's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. We're here at the Barbecue Superstars headquarters, and Lord have mercy, I don't know what all is going on. Man, I feel like a new person. I want everybody to know that, man, I feel good. I feel better than I have probably in 3 or 4 months, man. I went down to Florida, went down on the beach. We was in Venice, Florida all weekend. And I think something about the seawater and everything else, it just made me feel better. And I've been trying to call into the radio show with my regular cell phone, and for some reason it doesn't want to work. So I'm talking to you on my house phone until trying to get my cell phone up. And, man, what a big weekend down in Florida. Wow, man. I got a Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction coming up that it's good, man. And, you know, I want to make a big shout out to Newman's Barbecue tonight. I really appreciate Newman's Barbecue because they really put on a show. They went up against Everglades Seasoning in the second round, and unfortunately they lost, but the show they put on was so funny. I mean, it was just really good. And well, you know, Barbecue Pitmasters had their moment with Johnny Trigg was going to beat the drunk up, you know. And Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction had its moment this week with Newman's Barbecue. He is so funny. I'm not going to repeat everything he said because I want you to watch. But he said a lot of funny stuff. And I tell you, the Florida Barbecue Association is a whole lot of fun. I mean, you guys need to jump in here on it. You know what I mean? I never had so much fun, so many personalities. Everybody's cool. Nobody's, you know, fighting a lot of stuff. You know, it's everything's done in the spirit of fun, and it's just good time had by all. But anyway, Man, I tell you, I don't understand now. T-Mobile, the T-Mobile rocket I have for broadcasting live television worked beautifully all weekend, and now I'm sitting here trying to broadcast on my T-Mobile regular phone at home, and can't hardly get a signal. But I'm gonna go ahead and do it on my house phone because I know I got a good signal there. How's everybody doing tonight, man? It's a great night to be in the barbecue world. Great night to live the life in barbecue. Man, I tell you, a lot of competitions all weekend long. I don't know where you competed or who all competed, but the number to call is 347-202-0263. Call on in, and let's have a good time tonight and talk about the competition you were at. Now, I was in Venice, Florida this weekend, and we were at the Suncoast Barbecue and Bluegrass Bash. And there's a fellow named Don was over the event. Wonderful fellow. Had a good time with him. We started off at Sharky's at the pier, and they had this huge dinner. Man, everybody showed up. Budweiser showed up with a keg. Uh-oh. And free drinks for all. And then Sharky's brought out a whole bunch of hors d'oeuvres. And I set the camera up. We did a live feed, of course. It's on the front of Barbecue Superstars. And Don came down. And really, it was just a thanks to the champions, everybody who had won that contest previously. And I see we got somebody talk about Evansville, Indiana. If somebody competed this weekend, call in. Let's talk about your comp from this weekend. But anyway, man, we had a good time for about an hour and a half. The thing about it was now, Sharky's is literally on the beach. And they got about a 700-foot pier coming out from the restaurant. So probably about 80 feet around in a half circle, sort of on a, well, it was on concrete, but it had these fancy fancy concrete pieces that were, you know, for the floor. The bar was right at the end of the pier. And then the full restaurant was on the 80 or 100 feet that wrapped around. They had tiki roofs and fish, seafood, shrimp, grouper. They had about 25 different types of fish right there at the bar. And beautiful wind, beautiful sunlight. My goodness, we was sitting up there. And so I went over and I got a quick little interview with a guy, about 20 seconds long. And I said, "Why don't you tell us why you come to Sharky's?" And he said, "Man, what can I say?" He said, "Sun, beach." He said, "We're right here on the pier. You can feel the wind coming off the water." And he said, "What's not to like about Sharky's?" And I got to say the same thing. You know, what isn't there to like about Sharky's? But anyway, so that was Thursday night. That was all the way back on Thursday night. Then on Friday morning, we went out. We were at the airport. And great venue. Now, Georgia has a contest really similar I went to, and it was at the airport, and there was probably 30 airplanes out there last year, and they actually had some F-18s. It wasn't the F-22s, but it was the F-18s out there. And, you know, something about being at the airport, there's always a lot of wind. And so we put 8 5-gallon buckets of water on the Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction to keep our temp attendance down, because literally on Friday we had to hold down the 10x10s in order to keep them from, you know, blowing all the way 15 miles away. And but we got it tied down. We got everything ready to go. And then on Friday at 2:30, we had our Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction while all the teams pulled in. And the first heat, we had Big Green Egg going to get Smokin' Jay's, and Big Green Egg won handily. And Smokin' Jay's put out some good food. They did a meatloaf, which was unusual. I haven't seen a meatloaf done yet, but it was good. They really put some good seasoning on it and worked hard. And but Big Green Egg, now, Big Green Egg consists of a father and his wife, the father and the mother, and then a daughter and the son-in-law. And I was unaware until yesterday that the father-in-law was a anesthesiologist for 50 years. Really refined, sharp fella. And their food showed it. I mean, he put out gourmet. It was very impressive, the box that they made when they turned it in. And you know, it just goes to prove something I've been trying to say for the last, you know, 2 years, is that barbecue cooks can cook everything. They're not just barbecue cooks, because barbecue cooks cook all the time. You know, if you think about it, by the time you do your contest on Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're at home cleaning up, and then you're doing a catering job. And, you know, let's talk about the real barbecue life of a barbecue competitor slash vendor. You know, if you want to compete in barbecue full time, here's the formula. You know, it's hard to win every week. You know, you got nobody wins a grand champion every week. Now, Myron Mixon did. But, you know, hey, he's one of the few. But, we got a caller right here. 803-471, go ahead.
Well, hey, Daryl, how are you doing this evening?
Who's this?
This is Robert.
Robert? Hey, Robert, what's going on tonight?
Just another beautiful night here in the big city. I am absolutely stoked, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Backwoods. I'm not very familiar with Backwoods Cooker, but I've been talking to some of my buddies, and it looks like tomorrow I'll be out of the borrowing business and into the cooking on my own business.
Wow, man. Which one did you get?
Well, I'm going down tomorrow to pick up a Backwoods party.
Okay.
And there again, I haven't used one of these yet, but I've talked to Waylon, and I've talked to Chris and a couple other people, and I'm going to see what I can pull off on it.
Well, let me put it to you like this. Melissa Cookson, Yazoo Delta Q. Really, Chris Lilly's is built just like one. I know he cooked on it when he got started. Myron Mixon. Now, Myron Mixon's building his own Backwoods. I mean, it's essentially a Backwoods.
Right.
But top names all the way across the country who have went consistently over a long period of time, all of them cooked on a Backwoods. And the thing about a Backwoods is it puts that moisture in there, and it's actually reverse flow. And I tell you, you did yourself good when you went ahead and bought that Backwoods. What led you to go ahead and buy it?
Well, I was looking in the classifieds and came across a really good deal, and I was like, this is just too good to pass up. I've got to at least, you know, inquire. And I took a look at it, and you know, he sent me some pictures and everything. And then, you know, the next thing I did was call my barbecue buddies and say, hey, what do you think? And they're like, if you don't buy it, we're going to.
Well, now, there's a lot of cooks now that are doing their ribs, chicken, and pork on the Backwoods, and then they're getting an offset to do their brisket. And I don't know why they're doing that now, but you've got a lot of champions out there who are cooking brisket on the Backwoods. You know, it's got a drawer instead of a chute. So adding that flavored wood in there along with the charcoal is so easy. And then the way that the smoke flows around the walls and down into the chamber, I know, Mike, you know, I was sponsored by Backwoods for probably 18 months, and he's an old country boy from down there in Shreveport, Louisiana, and 25 years ago, somebody came up and said, now, this is what we want to do. Mike, is there some way you can build us a cooker that'll accomplish this and that for us? And he said, well, you know, what do you need in place in order to do this and that? And they stood around out there in the woods, and he got to figuring and doing this or that. And, you know, it's so amazing to me we're here 25 years later, and you've got Myron Mixon and a couple other people who are essentially making a Backwoods. And then, you know, when you go to Memphis in May and some of these other big contests, the people who are really winning have got a Backwoods prototype that they're using. It's either Backwoods or a prototype. It's got water in it. And so you made a really good choice. What time are you going down tomorrow?
I'm going to go down about noon. Pick it up about noon.
Okay, do you think you'll crank it up by tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try. Actually, no, I take that back. I've got to go over to Fireside over in Augusta, and I'll be seeing Waylon over there and Chris Fulmer and a couple others. And then I think it's going to be Wednesday. I'll have it cranked up on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, we got another caller on the line, Mark Busby, and I tell you, Chris Fulmer, Waylon's wickedly good Q, and Jim Berg, that's my partners, man. And it's usually Jim Berg's night tonight, but he's not feeling good, and I'll be honest, I've been sick for a month off and on, but I went to Florida, I got fried in the sunlight, and I don't know what the sunlight did to me, but man, I feel like a new person. I really feel good tonight, and I feel like I'm over it finally, and I haven't been sick in a long time, and so our thoughts and prayers go out to Jim Berg. And Jim Berg, we love you. And Jim Berg, Killer Bees, one of the top teams without question in the nation. And folks, go to the Southern Barbecue Network and take Jim Berg on. As far as I'm concerned, man, he's the big champion now in the Southern Barbecue Network, just like some of the other big names in the other sanctioning bodies, Dana Hillis down in Florida. Dana Hillis is a backbone. He's not just a major competitor. He gets in there, and he really helps all the events. Great guy. Well, Jim Berg's the same kind of person in the Southern Barbecue Network. And go to the SBN, try to take Jim Berg on, Killer Bees, and let's see what you can do. Now we've got Mark Busby on. Hey, Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I caught the last end of that. The guy got a deal on a back. I know he's going to love it if he hadn't cooked on one yet. You know, we have a party model that we compete with and have under the carport for personal stuff around here. And I'm going to tell you what, it is
super
phenomenal.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm looking forward to this. This is, I've cooked on a couple others. I have not cooked on this yet. And this is just going to be, it's the first time that I'm doing something with my own equipment rather than borrowing someone else's equipment. So this is going to be just phenomenal for me.
I'm going to tell you what, I got a guru from Garland Hudgens here in Columbia, and I put it on the backwoods. I cooked with it a few times, kind of learned the cooker, and then I put the guru on, and I'm going to tell you what, I've kept it at about 80 degrees and smoked cheese. You can keep it at about 140-50 and do your own jerky, and it's just phenomenal. A small amount of charcoal used and how moist everything is, it's just a phenomenal cooker. So I think you'd be real pleased with it.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Now, I'm doing cooking shows. I'm trying to do some cooking stuff, and I just like to reach out to Mike from Backwoods. You know, you said he's going to send me a G2. Man, I'm still open for it. If you'll send me the cooker, I'd love to start cooking on it on television because that thing, you know, like he said, putting a guru on it, you may as well be in your house on your stove. That's how good and consistent it is. And, Mark, tell me now, how consistent is a backwoods with a guru?
I'll tell you what, I put it on. I was doing some jerky, and I put a little fire brick in it. I did a fuse method, and I put about 15, 18 pieces of charcoal around the fire brick, just lit one side. And I was surprised after 4 hours my jerky was ready. And I actually had burned up about 8 cubes of charcoal in that entire amount of time. And I used briquettes because I wanted, you know, it burns a little longer and lower and slower. And that worked just perfect for it. And cheese is phenomenal. And then the butts, you crank those up for 7 hours at 250, and you're done. I mean, they come out as good as anything I've ever cooked. And,
now, Mark, how do you do that cheese?
Owner, how does it make you feel?
Do I know?
So how the new Backwoods owner, how does that make you feel, man?
Oh, it makes me feel great. I'm glad to hear that this is the quality that I'm looking for. And I'm really interested about that cheese, too. I like smoked cheese. I think that's going to be pretty interesting to try.
You know, a lot of cheese that you get to market when it says smoked cheese, it's normally done by chemical reactions and stuff in factories. And there's a big difference. I'll tell you, when you do cheese up front, you only need to smoke it about 20 minutes, maybe cut it into 1.5 inch cubes. And don't eat it the first day or when they first come off. Wait a couple days, let the smoke kind of die down in it, and they're
right.
Really good. And so you can do different flavors in it. You could put anything from apple to pecan to peach or whatever. So kind of experiment around. And
super.
So, and then
super.
The jerky, I'll tell you how I did jerky. I went to our local market around here, butcher's shop, a friend of mine that goes to church with me, and I said, I'm going to make some jerky. So we took a London broil, he put it in his freezer, froze it, and cut it up the next day. So I had these little small strips, and I just laid them, you know, basically marinated them in teriyaki and laid them out on the grill, and set it for 150, and 5 hours later, it was done. And
wonderful.
That guru just absolutely kept it right where you wanted it. So I would encourage you to experiment with it. Something you would enjoy, the jerky, some of the best I've had, and of course the cheese is phenomenal too. So.
Yeah, I definitely need to experiment because wife says she's getting tired of pork butts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we cook a lot of different things in there, and you can take the pan out and make a grill out of it too, but we pretty much keep the pan in and cook everything. It produces some of the best chicken that I've ever put out, and the ribs, just phenomenal. In fact, they stay almost a little too moist for me. I take them off and put them on my Alvarado and dry them up a little more right at the end. But they would turn you out a great set of ribs, I'm going to tell you. Those boys with who was smoking stacks down to Jeff and Larry has had phenomenal success with the backwoods. So.
Excellent.
SCBA, you don't want to go up against Smoking Stacks. They win a lot.
They won this past weekend.
They did?
Yep, absolutely. They won, seven grand championships last year, I think. They just tear it up with the backwoods. And he's a dealer. Larry's actually a dealer. So if you need anything or have any issues, he's right there in Aiken. And Larry will take care of you on that. And Jeff will kind of give you he'll give you all his secrets, but he'll give you a pretty good rundown on how you can turn out some quality product on it. So.
Excellent.
And, of course, he reuses our sauce and rubs, too, which we're excited about.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Now, you got some news for us tonight, and I'm glad you called in, Mark. Tell us what you got going on, buddy.
Well, Tim Handy and I are doing some classes out at the Farmer's Market, the Pork Board, South Carolina Pork Board. Actually sponsors us through the Department of Ag. We have a ladies class coming up May 5th at the Demo Kitchen at the South Carolina Farmers Market. It'll be from 12 to 5 on Sunday afternoon. Great Mother's Day gift. This is a mother, daughter, grandmother, granddaughter, whatever. Just a lady in general. It doesn't have to be a group or even a church ladies class or something if they wanted to come out. And then in June, we're actually doing on the 9th the guys grilling class, and it'll cover a multitude of different topics. And then on July 14th, we actually have a start your own competition team where we'll tell you all the things we've learned over the years. And Tim has been doing this for 13 years, so he's just has a folder full of information, and just it's been helpful to me and a lot of other folks over the years. I encourage you to come to that. We actually have Frank Thomas of Thomas Moore, a accounting firm here in town, and they're going to give you something from the business side of it. I'm probably going to address some stuff because a lot of teams start up and want to do their own sauces and rubs. And as you know, we have Smoking Coal Sauce and Rubs and Buzz's Butt Dust, and we've got two new products coming out here in the next few weeks, Mustard Sauce and Pepper Vinegar Sauce. So we thought we'd do something for not only this class of ours, but Garland has asked me as well to speak in August, I believe it is, on his class. Tell people, kind of how to get your sauces and rubs on the market, what the process is, what you need to look out for, be careful of. And so we're looking forward to that. I'm kind of putting that together for his class now. We're going to throw it in there on our July 14th class for starting your own cook team.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. And Tim Handy, he won the whole hog contest in Edgefield this past year, which is a tough contest because a lot of good cooks out there, Smoking Stacks, a lot of people who know what they're doing. So Tim Handy, when it comes to barbecue, he really knows what he's doing. And then, of course, I don't want to throw any shadow on Mark Busby. Mark Busby won a bunch of contests, too. And I was down in Orangeburg, the first SBN contest, and I believe it was Brother Mark who took the GC on that one. And
Friday and Saturday, that was a good weekend for us. So.
It was. Now, Mark, Smoking Coal, I know it's red hot. Now, Barbecue Superstars, I want to make sure everybody knows this. Every video we do, we've either got Big Dana Hillis's Sweet Peach, or we've got Smoking Coal that we always use as a base. And how can somebody go about buying that good old Smoking Coal, Mark? Yeah.
You can go to SmokingCoalSauce.com, find it, and or you can go to Buzz's Butt Dust and find it on the website as well. And both of them are linked. You can tie both of them in and purchase a gift set, get you some of each. And we also do food service size. So, the cook teams that we sponsor, they get it in gallons of sauce and gallon containers of rub, which equate to about 10 pounds of rub. Last year, a little while, had a guy in Arkansas call me Friday, as a matter of fact, and He'd heard about us and tried some of our products, and he bought 80 pounds of dry rub Friday.
Wow.
And another
guy
bought
100
pounds.
Well, we just little dust ourselves, and it's fantastic. Go ahead.
Hey, it's good on everything. You know, we tell everybody it's good on everything from pizza to popcorn. They look at us kind of funny, but there's a popcorn shop here in town that's been in business almost 100 years, Cromer's. They do peanuts and popcorn. And they set our product out, the Buzz's Butt Dust, beside popcorn that you can just shake some on and try on the way out the door, and it just flies off the shelf. Absolutely flies off the shelf. So it's a great product. And our sauces, we encourage people to try everything from meatloaf to pizza with it. We have some recipes on our website. So,
Eddie? Believe it or not,
you can even drink it straight out the bottle too, right, Daryl?
Oh, man, I drink it by the bottle. Now, well, Mark, we appreciate you coming by. We appreciate Mr. Franklin coming by, too. We're going to move on a little bit. We've got the man, the one, the only, Dana L. Hillis from the Florida Barbecue Association on the line. And we've also got another fellow on the line. If you've got more than one phone that you're called in on, it'll echo through back and forth. But anyway, what's going on, Dana?
How you doing, Daryl?
Man,
I had some company. I called in early. My little grandson was over to see me for a little bit.
Oh, the little baby?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Oh, well, man, we had a great weekend this weekend down there in Venice, Florida. Papa, and I tell you, that battle at Barbecue Junction, man, it's just really turning into something, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you, everybody that's competing in it, you know, it takes an hour and a half of your time on Friday. If you happen to win, it takes you another hour and a half of your time on Saturday. But you win some money and some bragging rights, and we had a good throw down there this weekend. Smoking Jays went against Big Green Egg Pit Crew, some of the nicest people in barbecue, I tell you. Jamie Green is a mighty fine fellow, and BG Pit Crew, Dana and Sherry Crest. You don't find nicer people than this. And they battled off in the first round. Then it was Newman's, Make the World Newman's, against Smoking Cracker, who goes by Everglades Season. And they had quite a throwdown. They had a few words between them. It was pretty fun listening to them banter back and forth. But Everglades Season come out on top. It was a close score. And then it was BG Pit Crew against Everglades Season. And BG Pit Crew, they both put out phenomenal plates. The judges had a hard time scoring it, and it was within 2 points. And it was fun to see. I think they all had a good time.
Man, I tell you now, that final round between Everglade and BGE, you know, I'm so amazed, you know, out of all the contests we've had so far, you know, Jimmy Brode walked up there, and, of course, he's always going to put out that magic plate with a lot of gourmet and souffle, and Lord knows that boy can cook just about anything. And you know, of course, when he laid his plate down, the first thing I said was, well, he won it. And then here comes BGE. And Dana, were you surprised when they opened that box and you seen BGE's plate?
It was beautiful. They're good cooks. They took my cooking school, and I got to know them a little better when they was hanging out. And we cooked some stuff to feed everybody, and they dove in and helped, and you could tell they're good cooks. I've eaten at Jimmy Brode's house. I've been over to dinner at his place. I've been to parties he's cooked for. If you could pick a cook that we know in the United States of America, and we know him scattered all over, if you could pick somebody to fix you a meal, Jimmy Brode would be the guy I'd pick, man. That's one heck of a cook. He can cook anything.
Man, I'll tell you now, we've got another FBA team on, 863-585. Who's this?
This is Jim Sweet Smoke Q.
Oh, Sweet Smoke. What's going on, buddy? How we doing? I don't know. He's having a little bit of phone trouble there. We was getting a lot of static and everything. And Sweet Smoke Q did good in the contest. And Dana, how'd you feel about their presentation? How it went for Smokey J's?
Sweet Smoke Q, let me tell you something about them. We say this every time we mention the FBA team and somebody's done well, we talk about what great people they are. You don't find them any better than Jim and Garrett. Garrett has probably helped every team at a contest load or unload or pick up or be muscle or whatever you need. Garrett's cooked on his own and done well. I think he's won I guess he can't brag that he's the only one in the family with a grand champion now. Jim got his first grand champion this weekend, and I don't know if he's as happy as I was.
Yeah, I think we got Sweet Smoke Q back on the line. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Daryl. What's going on, man?
Man, what did you think about Big Papa? Did you have a good time this weekend?
Oh, man, we had a blast. We always have a blast, you know, at the these FBA events, you know. You know, we got good, you know, friends that they're our second family.
Well, now, when you walked in there and you took over the helm in your side of Big Papa's battle, how'd you feel about it? You had three different smokers. You had the Dutch oven and everything. I mean, did you feel like it was fairly easy because, you know, you had everything at your fingertips? You just had to get in there and roll with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. You had everything you could possibly need to cook with.
Well, now we got Dana Hill on the line, and is there anything you've been wanting to say to Dana for a while?
Dana is my, you know, he's a really good friend. You know, I met Dana probably one of my very first contests. I was telling Dana, you know, this weekend, you know, we rolled in Sebring probably about three, four years ago, and I didn't know who the guy was, and we were next to him, and we rolled up on a Thursday evening, and we were cooking some vending ribs, and I said, here, try one of these. He said, that's a pretty good vending rib. And, you know, we struck the friendship right away, and, you know, I really respect Danny. He's helped me, you know, tremendously amount in, you know, in getting to where I'm at. You know, he's helped me if I needed something. He just, I cannot say enough, you know, for the guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Barbecue Superstars would not have made it home this weekend because I got a check. And Dana gave me a $150 cash and check for me so I get gas to get home. And, you know, that's the thing I want everybody to know is, you know, Dana is a make-it-happen guy. You know, I would not be down there shooting Big Papas if it wasn't for him. And, Dana, we really love you and appreciate you. Go ahead, Dana. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off. Jim, this is God truth. I remember when you came to Sebring, pulled up, and you had that funny-looking cooker, and you was cooking ribs, and you offered me one. I ate it, and I swear to God, as of today, that's probably the best vending ribs. If anybody's out at a contest and wants to go eat some good vending ribs, and Sweet Smoke Q is cooking, he puts some time and effort into them, and they're good. It's tough to vend and win, ain't it, Jim?
Oh, it is. Yeah, but you know, like I said, you know, I was listening to a little earlier, but before I got cut off here, you know, I hit the button, I got cut off. But, you know, you're talking about Garrett. You know, Garrett is one hell of a working kid. You know, this kid, I get compliments everywhere we go, you know, but he said, is that your son? I'm like, yeah, he is hardworking. I could not do this without Garrett. You know, he pretty much takes care of the vending portion, you know, at contests. You know, he helps me with the competition stuff, too. But when we go vend, he is the main guy doing the vending. You know, it's I couldn't do it without him.
Oh, this is Sweet Smoke Q.
Yeah.
You
oh,
shoot. It out, bro.
I had it in my head you were smoking J's. Wow, man. Now, Sweet Smoke Q, what are you doing, dude? Now, we was at Claremont. You took a reserve grand. I guess it was time for you to win a grand because you've been hitting around it. But was this truly your first grand? Because that's what they announced, but I thought you won a grand before.
No, this is our first true grand. We've had two reserve last year in Naples in November. We got our first reserve. I think Brad from Lang beat us out by a couple points, and then in Claremont, Jimmy Brode beat us out by, you know, more than a couple points on that. So we've been knocking on the door. We went to Thomaston, Georgia, Dothan, and we've been right there, you know, getting thirds. You know, we had a lot of thirds, fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, and I knew it was coming. Everybody, you know, go to contests. He's like, oh, it's your turn. And I felt that, you know, yeah, we're gonna do it. You know, we're cooking real consistent. I didn't change this weekend. I did not change anything up, nothing up. 2 weeks ago in Dothan, we had a wonderful cook. Got on a bad chicken table. We took first place at our table with finishing 27th in chicken.
And Dana took third, and he got on table 44. I don't know who was doing table 44, but so every once in a while you'll get one of those. And now, Dana, you got a reserve last week and a third this week, so you're getting back in FBA Team of the Year form, and how's it going for you right now?
Well, Jim finally got that win out of his way, and cut us a little slack now. Maybe one of us, have a chance to win.
I'd like to repeat that one this next week. I'd like to repeat again next weekend. Just one.
Well, it's been a long time since anybody won two in a row, so don't think it's going to be easy.
No, I know.
Go ahead,
but you gotta look at it this way. All you gotta do is win one in a row now.
Yeah.
Tavares is coming up. That's a good little contest. We've had successes there, and your type of cooking is gonna fit right in there. Hot Wachula's always does well. Mondoa Barbecue's usually there, and he's tough. Everybody, you show up at FBA contest today. It ain't like showing up to contests where maybe three guys got a chance to win or maybe four guys like it used to be. There's 15, 20 top-notch cooks pulling in the parking lot at every one of these contests that have a good chance to win. I think we've had, I don't know what the numbers are, last year it was ridiculous. We had like 36 or 38 total contests, and we had like 30 winners. This year's right on track for the same thing. The year before was the same thing. You get one or two guys going a hot streak, win a few contests, but mostly it's, I think we've had 10, 11, 12 contests so far this year, and we've only had one multiple winner. I think Damon's won two, and that's it.
Wow. Man, you've got to be a consistent third, fourth, or fifth to win that FBA championship, and that's even tough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty rough. There's some guys out there. Terry McKay, one of the best cooks going. It's a roller coaster ride. You get up top, you try to stay on the top of that hill as long as you can. I mean, Rub's a good example. He won every time he showed up, it seemed like. And then he went, he went a good while without getting a grand. I want to say it was near a year. And then all of a sudden, he tweaked something or heard rumor. He went back to what he used to do a long time ago. And, man, he was on fire. He was grand or reserve about every contest. And then this week, he comes back after a couple-week layoff and takes 11. It's not that he had a bad cook. It's just, we're lucky somebody cooled him down just a little bit, give the rest of us a chance.
Yeah, exactly. I told Rub this weekend after the awards, I said, Rub, you need to start cooking a little bit more. You're slacking off.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
none of that's gone to Rub's head. He's still as good a guy as you ever meet. A few of these guys out there, they win. They think they're better than everybody else, but that don't happen with most of the bunch we know. They're just as happy. When Jim won that award, everybody was excited. I know I was. I thought the world of Jim since I met him. Garrett's such a great guy. In fact, we plan on stealing Garrett from him. We took him shopping with us, and he went to eat with us. He likes to eat at the buffet, and I don't think you take him to enough buffets.
Yeah, he definitely likes the buffet.
Hey, I hate it. I missed out going to the Cracker Barrel. I've had my head stuck into getting home, and I got about 100 miles up the road and looked down, and I was like, I could have ate at the Cracker Barrel with Dana. And I tell you, man, Dana knows where all the good buffets are at. And where'd you take me that time we had a breakfast buffet that was real big on the way back from a contest at your house? I forget where it was.
Oh, we ate a couple good places. The best place we ate was that little Cracklin' Jack's down on the south side of Golden Gate towards Lately and on the south side of Naples. Little hole in the wall, Everglades type food, best fried catfish I've ever had. Great place to eat. Anybody gets down to Naples, man, we'll go there to eat.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. What you been doing today, Danny? You been working on you putting all your stuff up, or you got a big vending coming up?
Well, I had a job today. I had to go work and try to earn a living today. You can't play with barbecue all the time. But, I still have a little construction business we run. It's not as busy as it used to be. If it was, we wouldn't be able to cook as often as we do. But this fine economy that this fine president has running, we're not rolling in the dough like we used to. And it's amazing to me that with this economy and the cost, I see pork butts are coming down a little bit finally, but you know, briskets used to be $1.19 a pound, they're $3.79 a pound, and pork butts used to be 68 cents a pound, and I think they're down to $1.24 I saw today, but they've been up as high as $1.69. Chicken used to be the cheapest thing. Doggone, a pack of chicken wings today cost $12. Ribs, doggone, you used to be able to get ribs at, you know, $1 a pound. Lord, I think the competition ribs we're buying, I can't give away my secret what they are, but they're $3 and something a pound. So
wow.
It's an expensive hobby.
I
appreciate everybody goes out and does what we do. Any given weekend, when you have 40, 50 teams there, and that's $40,000 been thrown out to go have a little fun and cook and barbecue. That just shows, you know, the people that do it are caliber, you know, they're Americans. They're down-home good people. And, you know, I wish a lot more people were like the people we barbecue with, man. It's a good bunch. And, you know, we all love this hobby, and we all look out for each other. And that's kind of, you know, what America was built on. I think that's why barbecue is so popular today.
Man, I got to say amen to that, you know. And, you know, one thing about the FBA, the Florida Barbecue Association, is they're all pulling together. You know, it's a team, probably 25 or 30 cooks, that it doesn't matter what it is. Everybody's got their hand in making it go and fixing it and making it work. And you know, Dana, I got to give you a lot of credit because the way you treat everybody and, you know, I never had a dad. You know, my dad never did care about us kids. We had five of us kids. He took off when I was five. And you know, for the first time in my life when I go down there, I understand what having a wonderful dad is. And he's not my dad exactly, but, hell, he treats me like a son, and he treats everybody like. And, you know, the one thing you know when you go by Big Papa's Country Kitchen, and you all write this down, that he's never going to kick you in the ass. He's always going to pat you on the back. And if you fall down and you hit your head, you get some sand on you, he'll knock it off and make it right and get you started again. You're not going to get that in any other sanction body. And Dana, I tell you, you're a credit to America. You're a credit to every barbecue cook and everybody who's doing barbecue out there. And you know, Sweet Smoke Q, ain't that the truth? Ain't that what I'm talking about?
I second that 100%. You know, like I said, Dana, you know, from the very first minute I met him, you know, he just brings you in, like, you know, with open arms, you know, to help you out. And, you know, Dana is a huge asset to this, you know, the sport. Just huge.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, the FBA, you know, wouldn't be the same without him. I mean, that's my personal, you know, opinion.
Well, listen,
now,
Jim, you're just like me and all these other, you know, you got to play it forward. That's what it's all about. Good things happen, and you pass them on to other people, and they pass them on to other people. Man, look what happens. We all look out for each other
right.
more, and that's what it's all about. If we could spread that all over
right.
this whole country, man, we wouldn't be having the problems we're having.
No,
you are right.
Go ahead.
You know, I call it my FBA family. You know, you can, like I said, there's 25, 30 of us. You know, it's great to be in it. You know, if I'm sitting at home and I know there's an FBA, you know, contest that I'm not at, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what's going on. You know, I miss that as, you know, as part of your family life. It's just a wonderful, great thing.
You know, now here's a point, and, you know, I don't want to make everybody mad, but I want you all to think about what I'm telling you is you can never rise higher than your leadership. You know, when you have an organization, I don't care if it's 50 kids out in the field trying to have a good time. Whoever the leader is, and there's always leaders, every organization has leaders. And if the leader doesn't have a loving atmosphere, then that trickles down into the organization. But when your leader cares about everybody who's in the org, and really, I'm talking about folks, I would not have made it home if Dana hadn't cashed $150. He didn't have to do that. I wrote a check for $150 and gave it to his wife, and they gave me $150 cash. Now, he's not a bank. I'm not saying this because I want you to approach him about money. What I'm trying to tell you is, I'm telling you this because that's real. That's something real that you're not going to get anywhere else, folks. And then, you know, it's something that everybody in the barbecue world can really plug into, because when that big money and that big situation comes along, you want to have people in place that have your best interest in mind. And, you know, after seeing that, I mean, what else can you say? It's got to be the best interest in mind. But now, Dana, I just want to ask you, let's talk about now how the Big Papa's battle structure moves on. You know, for how many teams you're going to allow to get into the next level of quarterfinals and, you know, then the semifinals and the finals. How's it going to play out? How many more comps have we got before we start moving on to the more of the finals?
Well, we've had six. We're going to have at least two. We've got two more scheduled, possibly three more. We're going to do a big thing at the Fun Cook where we're going to have judges involved and reps involved cooking against each other. So, you know, it's not only going to be just cook teams. We're going to try and bring some more membership into it. And, you know, 12 would be a nice magic number to where we could have three weekends of playoffs to get down to a final. We are going to have a final. We're working real hard on getting a sponsorship to pay a nice big chunk of money to make it worth everybody's time to be involved in it. When we started off, we struggled to get a little cash and a trophy and a banner. And the organizers are seeing that, you know, there's some potential to draw people in to come and watch what we're doing. You know, at 2:30 on a Friday, nobody has anything to do to watch at a barbecue contest. Even, you know, at a regular barbecue contest, all the guys are busy in their tents or in their campers, and the public walks around. They don't get to see a whole lot. But we're really getting this out that, man, there's something to come watch. And this is a real, this is the real deal. These are guys competing against each other. Anybody that cooks in the FBA, and most of the guys throughout all the other sanctioned bodies, if you challenge them to a hot dog contest at midnight on Friday, man, most of them would be in. They just want to go cook something and have a good time and have a challenge and be able to have bragging rights, say, hey, I won. I can cook. We all think we're great cooks, and you get a platform that you can actually go prove it. I talk to everybody that's cooked, all the teams that have cooked in the battle, and every one of them has had a ball. I get emails and texts and saying, you know, thank you for starting this thing. It's a lot of work. If we could land a few more sponsors to help, you know, put the cost of this thing, I think it would get big. And, you know, when we have a playoff towards the end of the year, we're going to, you know, try and get it televised and, you know, get DVDs done. You've been a big help on that. You know, we can throw some DVDs back to these guys. And, you know, I had a GoCam on the other day. That was a hoot. And
yeah,
we're able to get
cool
up close and personal and watch everybody. That thing's pretty neat. My buddy Tim, that belonged to him, I guess I'm going to have to get me one. But it's fun. So far, the challenge of opening up a cooler, and, you know, we started off with some burgers, and then we moved on to steaks, and we've done fish, and we've done lamb chops, and we've, you know, we got a few little tougher things up our sleeve for when we get to the next round. When everybody's going for their second time around, it's going to be fun. The guys that originally started the first round, Jim's one of them. Todd Noon with Bones Brothers Barbecue. The guys that cooked the first one, they were my guinea pigs. They get a chance to cook again if they want to. And I appreciate them, you know, stepping in while we're trying to get this thing started. We're still learning every week what we got to do. But we're hoping this, we got some people that are getting some big interest in it. And hopefully we can land us some sponsors and really make something out of this. So when you show up, it's a lot more fun than it is now.
Man, I'll tell you, you know, this weekend, I really feel like it just really meshed. It really started turning into something big. And you had Jimmy Brode over there, BGE. And you know, when BGE took their box and laid it down on the table and threw it open, you know, I got to say my mouth flew open. They had some mint gel beside an eggplant with lamb chops on top with this sprig. And I'm going to tell you, Jimmy Brode, BGE, they were on an Iron Chef level this weekend, doing it on grills, doing it on a Fast Eddie, Big Green Egg, and a Meadow Creek. And, you know, BGE, them four were, they looked very professional, and they carried themselves well. And, you know, I put that up against any Iron Chef, anybody who wants to bring a culinary this weekend. And you know what, Dana, it's just going to keep better. We're going to keep drawing the barbecue talent out till we find some doggone barbecue cooks that could lay it down like Bobby Flay.
Well, you don't want me to whisper to you that I think, or you don't want me to pick you as the winner, because so far in every one, the team that I thought was going to win hasn't won. the teams of chefs when we had outdoor barbecue cooking. They had a slew of chefs that they were exceptional in what they did, and they were, it was so smooth and cool what they did. And some good old boys, the Florida boys, beat them. They just did some good old Southern home cooking. So, you know, you don't have to be a certified master chef to, you know, it may help, but you don't have to be one to win in this thing. So any other teams out there that are interested in doing this thing, hey, take your little ingredients, fire up your Dutch oven, and, you know, Big Green Egg came on to sponsor us with some eggs, and everybody's had a ball cooking on those. And the PG 500 from Cook Shack and Fast Eddie, those are just, you know, we're giving people an hour and 15 minutes to cook all this stuff, and these are cookers that you can cook. You know, you come home on a Wednesday and fire up the grills, and you can have a gourmet meal like these guys are putting out in an hour. You get home at 5 o'clock, turn the cookers on, go make you a cocktail, and put on some comfortable clothes, and dinner's ready in an hour.
Well, you know, I got to say now, I know you're a Fast Eddie dealer. If folks, if you want to buy a Fast Eddie, you know, get in touch with Dana first, because anything Dana does, and I told your wife this weekend, there's really a lot of magic that happens around Dana just because he can make people work together. And, you know, I give barbecue superstars personal guarantee that if you get a Fast Eddie from Dana Hillis, now he had somebody call him out of Maryland this weekend, and he fixed his problem in about 10 seconds on the phone. But in these competitions, for my own personal notice, you know, they cook on the Meadow Creek and they cook on the Big Green Egg for a certain amount of smoke flavor and for searing. I've seen some of that. But, you know, I got to characterize in the competition, the Fast Eddie 500 is the base cooker because you can control the temperature so well. You know when you stick it in there what you got and exactly where you're at. And Fast Eddie 500 is a great backyard and a daily use. You know, get away from electric. Let's get over here on pellets. And, Dana, talk about that Fast Eddie 500 for just a minute. And have you noticed that really it's the base cooker? Everything ends up in the Fast Eddie at one point or another.
Well, you know, we've got a Dutch oven there that Forest Fine Foods donated our Dutch ovens and our Dutch oven tables. And if I've noticed the guys that win are versatile with what they cook on. They use a Dutch oven for a dessert maybe, or, you know, the PG 500 is an awesome grill. If you could only have one grill on your back porch, it'd be tough between a Green Egg and that PG 500. But the PG 500, you can sear on one side, smoke on the other side. It's like two cookers in one. There's nothing else like it out on the market. Anybody that's seen it or used it in the cook wants one. We sold a bunch of them just off of using them in the Battle at Barbecue Junction. And if you had a contest or anybody's out there that hasn't seen a PG 500, if you have one of our contests, we usually have one with us. Or if you're out anywhere where Fast Eddie's at, or those guys, you know, some of the guys are toting them around out west. But it's a phenomenal little cooker. But you take, listen, you take most of these Jimmy Broads and even the BG Pick Crew and Jim himself. These guys can cook on anything. Give them some cinder blocks and a piece of metal and a box of Forest Lumps charcoal, man, and you'll have dinner. We have been using a lot of Forest Lumps charcoal in these events. It's a good product. Anybody out there didn't get their hands on some, you know, contact me. Hey, my website will be up and running here in a few days, bigpapascountrykitchen.com. Should be up and running by next week. We've got some cool things going to be on the site. You need to get a hold of anything that we deal with, just, you know, look us up. We've been battling to get this thing up and running for a while. Had some complications getting our name straightened out, but had some help getting that done. And Janet's all excited. You're going to finally have her website she's been wanting to do. But any of these cookers, Green Eggs, there's local suppliers all over. If you're somewhere and you don't know where to buy one, contact me. My email is bigpapabbq@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. We'll email you wherever you're at. We'll tell you who to get in touch with. And we try and get the best deal going out there on these things. The Metal Creek Cookers, Jim Plank out of, he's up in the St. Pete area. He's just a super guy. He donated us some cookers, and he comes down and helps us when we put on the battle. And let me tell you something. You go through that booklet with all those cookers they got. They're phenomenal cookers. That chicken cooker, which is great, that flips from side to side, maybe that's the grill everybody needs on their back porch, because that one's awesome too. I'm just glad I got one. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, now I brought one home, and
we're going to cook chicken on it. And Meadow Creek's been really good to me, and we're excited to see. He said, hour and 15 minutes, you can cook 40 pounds of chicken. And, you know, just keep loading it, loading it, loading it. And we're going to test that out. And we've got two more callers, 352-516. You're on here with Dana L. Hillis from the Florida Barbecue Association, 904-327. You're on the line. Go ahead, 352 first. What's going on? Tell us who you are.
Newman Barbecue. Todd Newman checking in here with y'all boys tonight.
Oh, we got Newman. What's going on, man?
What's up? Well, you know, I seen the post on Facebook, and I said, you know what, let me go ahead and call and see how many enemies we got, if Daryl and Dana are still okay with us. I know we talked a lot of mad crap yesterday, or Saturday it was, and all out of good faith, and had a blast, man. You guys, that was an amazing event.
Well, now, folks,
well, we appreciate
now,
you
I'm going to tell, let me say this right quick. Newman made the show, and y'all... I have uploaded all the video now. I've got about 20 hours of video that I'm going to try to condense. I'm going to do an hour and 30-minute show. But Newman, this fella, you better get ready. And Guy Fieri, move your ass right on over, because I know somebody will bench press you. Hey, you might throw him over the roof. Go ahead, man.
Hey, we actually even managed to pull off a couple of walks after all the beer drinking and shit talking the day before.
nice calling, brisket, buddy. That was awesome. Hey,
yes,
appreciate
yes,
y'all
sir.
Being a part of it. You guys, you helped make the show, and it was a close. Believe it or not, scores have always been close. We haven't had many that have been more than 2 or 3 points from each other. The judges were impressed with everything they got. You guys did a great job. Like I say, every time I think I know who the winner is going to be, I've been wrong. So don't ask me who I think is going to win.
Well, I can't say it again. I mean, you know, we've witnessed a few of them. I don't think we made the Fort Myers, but there was a couple of them. Didn't you guys do that in Sebring? Did you do one in Sebring? Where was
Not in Sebring. We were in Naples. We were in Fort Pierce. We were in
Fort Pierce. Yeah, Fort Pierce. Yep, Fort Pierce. We were down there with the Unknown Militia there for a little while, and we got to talking about it, and me and my brothers was like, man, you know, one of these days we'll get up there, and then next thing you know, on 24 hours notice, here we are on the spot.
Well, I didn't want to give you too much time to plan. Jimmy would have been in real trouble then.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jimmy's a great guy, and he put up a lot of trash talking, but, you know, when it was time to put up or shut up, he put up, and we shook his hand afterwards. It was all out of good faith. You know, Jimmy's a great guy, and he's a hell of a cook.
Yeah, he is a good dude. Listen, can't thank you enough, Ricky, for being part of it. And we're going to try and make this thing bigger and better. And what I like is anybody that's going to follow barbecue or, you know, barbecue junkies are going to get, you know, they're going to find their favorite teams and they're going to pick them and follow them. You know, this is like the NASCAR of barbecue. We've got, you know, top-notch teams, and we'll get a fan base behind them, and doggone for you know, we'll have Newman banners. People will get on the Newman, make the world Newman bandwagon, man. I think I got a big old Newman sticker on my trailer.
I'm pretty sure you do. You know, my brother pushes that pretty hard. He's the speaker of the bunch, but I call in on Chad's show every now and then, and figured I'd check out this show here tonight, particularly after the show on there Saturday or Friday, I guess it was. We didn't make it to the next round, but you know, can't thank Dana. That was an amazing time. You know, I can't remember, and I'm thinking back 10 years ago. You know, back when it was all about the party. You know, backyard just. You know, first place drunk, didn't care about anything else but just the party the night before. So I'm talking, you know, a decade ago, and I cannot remember the last time we had that much fun. It was a blast.
That's cool, yeah, brother. I appreciate
there
that.
There was a luau up there in Vermont, wasn't there?
What's that?
Yeah, there was.
There was a luau up at the Ramada.
That was on Thursday
yeah,
night. That was a pretty good time.
Yeah, that was Thursday. We didn't make that one.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good time.
Hey, Daryl. 104-327, just to pull him in. Who we got here? 904-327.
Hey, Dave Haskell with Pig and the Pokey Barbecue. How you doing?
Oh, doing good.
Dude.
Where are you out of?
Hello? I'm out of Callahan, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you ain't been there in a month or two. I've been following you on Facebook, and every time I look, you're at Disneyland or you're up at some school in North Carolina. Or where you been?
I've been everywhere. I just got back from Holy Smoke Barbecue Cook School, but since you're on there today, I wanted to jump in there and plug your school. I was at your school here a few months, and I'm going to tell you, it was a dynamite school, and anybody that ain't ever taken a cook school, whether or not you've ever competed before and wanted to, or if you've been in it a while, or if you've been in it for a long time, I promise you, you'll pick something up good. And I'm going to tell you, Dana and Janet Hillis, they put on a number one class. I'm going to tell you, it's great. And I learned a lot. And as far as looking at different smokers, Dana's got them all. And you can definitely get a chance to look at them and work with all of them and see how they work. And I was impressed with the FE100 that he had there. And just looking at the different cookers that we got to mess with when we were there, it was just excellent. So I wanted to try and plug that and make sure that everybody knows that I'm sure Dan's got another one coming up when he gets done with some of his busy schedule he's in, because you're all over the place too, Dana.
Yeah, I thought I was, so I tried to follow you. I can't keep up with you, brother. Did you make it home safe?
Yeah, I made it home safe. Like I said, it's part of that retired life. I don't have any schedule except one that I make, so it works out pretty good for me right now. I'm enjoying life and living around, going around doing all this barbecue stuff is great. I do need to get with you, though. I would like to get with you and set up for that contest. That I'm got an FBA contest up here in Jacksonville in November. I wouldn't mind doing one of the barbecue junction battles up here, too. See about getting with you and see what it takes to get one of them set up. Cause I think that's the way to go, and you definitely got a winning ticket there on that whole show there you're doing.
I appreciate that. Just shoot me an email, David, and we'll talk about it. If we can make it happen, what we got to do to make it happen, we will. I'm looking forward to your contest up there, too. That draws a lot of teams from the South Georgia area and even as far over as Alabama, and a lot of good teams are going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anytime I can go far up north and go to a contest and I get to see the boys, I don't get to see all the time. The Barnesville area guys, I can't make it to Barnesville this weekend. Had to flip a coin on did I want to spend $600 in diesel this weekend or just $150, so $151. So I guess we're going to Tavares. Plus, we've been to Tavares the last 5 years in a row. And it's hard to make a choice. I was going to send Janet to Tavares, and I was going to go to Barnesville, but that just didn't happen to work out. So Barnesville is a great contest. Anybody up in the north area, get up there and see go see Barnesville. Barnesville Blues Brothers, Mike, the head cook from that team, he's got some special home brew that he'll pass. I'll give everybody a sample of. Just go tell Big Papa said to come see him.
All right, well, I'm going to jump off of here, and one more shout-out there to Daryl Mass, too. I'm going to tell you, he's the hardest working man in barbecue, and nobody realizes it. That man's everywhere.
Yeah, thanks, we appreciate what Daryl does.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, it's good talking to you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
Now, I got to build up Newman just a little bit. I got to ask you, what kind of vehicle do you drive? You got a big old four-wheel drive, or you got your Corvette, or what you got?
It's a big old four-wheel drive. Did you have to ask?
Now, is it a Dodge, Ford, or Chevy?
We're Newman Camp's Ford, man.
Oh, Ford?
Yeah, we're by the Fords.
Is it 250?
You know, and I can... 250. We run a 250 and a 450. We rode the 250 down to Venice there. But I can't agree with Dana Moore on one of his previous comments. He said, hey, do you want to spend $150 in diesel this weekend, or you want to spend $600? Last month we made the trip up to Mobile, Alabama, and drove the 450 up there. 9 miles to the gallon. We had a $700 fuel bill, and without any real cash sponsors, it's for the love of the sport. It damn sure ain't for the money, because it's for the environment. The people are great. It's an amazing time.
Yeah, well, I always said that you walk around the FBA contest, you ain't going to get past one or two camps without somebody inviting you in for something cold to drink, and everybody's always cooking something. It's a good bunch, and the family keeps growing. When we get the Newmans in here and the Sweet Smoke Cues and you know, the David Haskett, one of the nicest guys you ever meet, him and his wife come down and took a class. They're super people, Pig in a Pokey Barbecue. Watch out for him because he's one who took everybody's class. He's going to put all this stuff together. He's a great cook, and he's going to be hard to beat if he ever decides to come cook again instead of, you know, vacationing around the country.
Well, we've got a Jimmy Brode class under our belt, actually two of them. We did my brother Rick did the private class with him there in Claremont a few years back. And then last year we did the little class out there at Camp Mac. We got a Rug Bagby class underneath us, and Dana Hillis is going to be the next one. He just, you know, it's coming.
Yeah,
he'll be there.
You need to do that that Dana Hillis class because that, you know, tell you what, this weekend that, you know, that helped tremendously. That, you know, we took
Dana, he's been giving us some pointers on the brisket. You know, I think it was Sebring. We took a few pieces over to him and a couple of the other events, and you know he. And, you know, I'm going to back up a second. That's another good thing. You know, this is a competitive, you know, it's a competition. But you'll find some that'll, you know, fill your head full of crap. But majority of the guys you go up to and ask, you know, they lay it out there for you. They're not going to tell you they're rubbed. They're not going to tell you this, but they will help you. You know, Tommy from Blitzkrieg, that guy right there, I mean, you don't go to a contest without him getting called. You know, congrats to him on his reserve this weekend. There's just so many people out there. You know, Chad and Rub and the Unknown Militia and Terry McKay. I mean, those guys are – it's like a family.
And that list goes on and on too, Ricky. And you guys are a big part of it. I mean, and like you say, the Unknown Boys, and it just – The list goes on and on. I start writing these articles I do for Woods and Water Magazine and the National Barbecue News, and I start naming teams and good things people have done. And there's not enough room in the magazine for me to mention everybody I want to mention because we got even guys you don't see every once in a while. There's some boys out of Fort Myers that cooked this weekend. I can't remember the name of the team they were under this weekend. But can't think of the name of the team they cooked under. But I hadn't seen them in 2 years, and they used to cook, you know, three or four or five contests a year, and it was like a family reunion, him and his dad and you know, the few guys they were cooking with all come hung out for a little bit, and I mean, it's just good to see them. And that happens, you know, it happens a lot. If you get a chance to go up to a Barnesville or you get into a Thomaston or get up into those Georgia, you know, there's a Bainbridge one coming up. There's some great teams from up there, B&T Barbecue, and there's some boys out of Alabama called Finally Ready Barbecue with Randy and David. I could sit here and go on and on. The guys I want to see because they're just, you know, part of the family, and you don't get to see them very often. But look forward to going up there and hooking up with those guys whenever you can because they're a hoot. They bring a little Southern Georgia flair and a little Alabama flair to it, and, man, it's a good time.
Sounds like it. We think we're going to do the Dothan next year. You know, it's pretty tough for us right now. You know, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to get some calls at most of the events. I mean, we haven't got shut out in quite a while, which is a good thing. But you know, we decided we would do one out of state a year. We do 12 a year right now. And last month we went up to Mobile, Alabama. Just got our asses handed to us. Finished like 30-something out of 40-something, you know. I mean, it was, we talk about a long ride home, $650 in fuel and then a 10-hour ride home to boot. But, you know, we got a ton of kinfolk in Mobile, Alabama, Dolphin Island, Alabama. They came out. We threw down one heck of a party Friday night. And, you know, it's just a blast. We wish we were, you know, in that situation where we could do 20 or 30 events a year. It's tough when you're getting into it and, you know, you're still working on sponsors. You know, I want to give a plug to Grills and More. You know, Ron McKee, GMG Grills, we picked them up here last month, got a full sponsor for them. You know, we're cooking on four brand new GMG grills right now. So Tex Trailer Parts, they supplied us with all of our equipment to build our new cook trailer. We've got a pretty nice rig thanks to those guys. You know, so we feel pretty confident that we'll get our name out of there, and we'll get some more sponsors that can help out, because, you know, as I mentioned before, it ain't for the money, guys. It's for the love of the sport. It's you know, I ain't got to tell you anything, but some of the other listeners, maybe, you know, you're looking $800 to $1,000 an event, and that's you know, in your backyard. You load up and head across state, you got some money at stake. But it's all worth it in the end.
Yes,
yeah, I'll tell you what, I haven't had a good time like I had this weekend in a while, and that's an every week thing in the FBA. And I tell you, we went to the Saratoga Club, and Dana got honored, and a couple of other coaches got honored. And then we went to the Sharkies that night, and then we had Big Papa's Battle all weekend. But the event itself, I mean, everybody just hanging out. You had Rub there. Rub always makes everything funny. So does Dana. And,
oh, yeah.
And then some of the other fellas. And so it's kind of a great, you know, way to spend your weekend. You know, if you got personal problems and you're trying to fix your life up, that's another thing. You can get in the FBA events, and it'll kind of straighten your life out. You get a little more consistency going and a little more responsibility, because you go out and you stay busy on the weekend rather than having that time to you know, do whatever else. And what about you, Sweet Smoke Q? What do you think? What does it mean every weekend to go out there and be with these guys? And what's it done for your life?
Hey, congratulations, by the way, Jim. I haven't got a chance to see you, but great showing, man. I knew it was a long time coming. I'm sure we'll see you again up there.
Yeah. Hopefully, sooner than later. You know, it's been a long time coming. I appreciate it. Back to your question, Daryl. You know, I've met so many, you know, friends, you know, people that, you know, that are really, really close friends, you know, where if I wasn't into this, you know, barbecuing hobby sport, I wouldn't know all these great people. You know, it's just, I like going, you know, rolling into a contest and you know, talking to, you know, all these great people. You know, I think this weekend, you know, I rolled
in the lemonade. I mean, how you make that lemonade, man?
That's a top secret. That's a top secret.
Are you
just
more
of
mine or everybody else's? I mean, you load me up, or what are you doing, man?
Now, I don't discriminate. I load them up like I like them, and I know Dana likes them. You know, since I started doing that, that's kind of my after a turn in ritual. You know, ever since I started doing that, it seems like, you know, we started doing really good. So, if I don't, after brisket turning, if I don't get, you know, a pink drink to Dana within, you know, 10 minutes, I'm feeling like I'm going to lose the good mojo. So, I'm always there knocking on the door, and he's expecting it. So, it's brought us some pretty good luck.
Daryl, I hope he keeps bringing that luck, because them pink comas are awesome. Papa Clark with Team Unknown had one and lost 4 hours.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I can't get Papa Clark to drink another one.
He's trying to figure out where that 4 hours went. He went into the pink coma.
Well, now, I was at a contest. I forget which one. You gave me one. And, man, I'll tell you, that thing hit me real hard. I was up there trying to shoot Big Papa and standing over there. I was like, holy shit. Now, come on, man. You put more in mind, didn't you?
Hey,
maybe
actually
just
got
a little, Daryl.
We actually got Forrest in trouble because he was on videotape drinking one of them pink drinks, and his mama saw it and threatened to whoop his ass.
We gave him a little glass.
Yeah.
I mean, a small one.
Told her. She gave me a hard time last weekend up there in Dothan. I said, honest mama, that was just pink lemonade. I said, Forrest would never drink anything else like that.
Well, I want to throw a challenge out there to the FBA cooks now. I was down at Dana's house, and he got out the mango rum and the mango juice. And I don't know if y'all ever drank any mango before, but, man, that was good. Them two mixed together, and then I got home, and I looked around. My mom said, what's all this mango stuff sitting around here for? I was like, man, I got to mix me one, just one more of those drinks. Have y'all ever drank much mango?
Hey, one guy we haven't talked about in the FBA, you talking about pulling into a contest and seeing your buddies and having a good laugh. How about Matt from Hot Watch Utilis? Is he not a trip? You pull up next to him and you smile the whole time you're around him, man. He's just, what a super guy. What a super guy. And one of the most consistent cooks out there. I think this is the first time he wasn't in the top 10 all year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you know, Matt will roll in about 5 o'clock, right before a cook's meeting. He won't have anything prepared, you know, and he's real calm and cool, you know, the whole night, you know, getting this stuff prepared. You know, I roll into cook contest, and I usually like to come in on Thursday night, you know, make sure, you know, I get, you know, prepared and, you know, mix up my pink drinks. But, you know, he can roll in there at 5 o'clock. If I roll in at 5 o'clock, I'm like, you know, frantic, you know. But he's amazing, and nothing prepped. I don't know how he does it.
And a little old backwoods cooker.
Well, sweet folks, here you
on an open trailer.
And then Newman's, I want to ask you, do you think Dana ought to do 8 or 12 Big Papas before he moves on to the next round?
Well, I hope he does. I hope he does another one that I can, you know, be involved in, because I was in the very first one, and, you know, Dana was saying, you know, the first guinea pig got, you know, get to do it again if they wanted to. So we didn't have as good luck as we hoped. You know, I'd like to do it again because it was a blast.
I can say one thing. I bet he makes some changes, some addendums to his rule book there after our hour and 8 minute phone call to the old man.
Yeah, you are entitled to one phone a friend, but we're going to have to put a time limit on it of like 15 minutes. Maybe.
We put the old man on hold and just set the phone down.
Yeah, for an hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's really,
Jimmy had me checking the phone to make sure it was still the same phone call.
You had a phone member that was a team member, but he's on the phone.
He just couldn't make it. He's part of the team. We just couldn't make it. But I don't know. I'd like to see, like Jim said there, you know, the first couple, I guess, were trying to get all the bugs and everything worked out. And I would like to see another couple more before you start running elimination rounds. What do you say? You thinking about doing 12?
I'd do 8 or 12. So, you know, so I got a division of 4 to. It'll probably end up being 12 if David Haskett's wanting to do one in December. I don't know. We sat down and worked on schedule, and we about got this thing figured out. But we'll make a decision here next week or two.
Man, sounds good. Well, Dana, I guess I'll end it with you, and just whatever you want to say, and put out, you know, now Dana's got sauces and rubs, and Dana Hill's sweet peach is just off the chain good. He's got a garlic, and then his rubs, you know, of course, he's won FBA Team of the Year practically 3 times in a row. And Dana, just put out whatever you want, bud.
Well, we got a class coming up in 2 weeks, the 4th and 5th of May. We still got several spots for that. Anybody that's been to our class, it's in my big shop out back, and we've got a huge yard, and we've got power. People want to bring their RVs and stay right in the yard. You want to pitch a tent. You want to put a cot out in the shop. It's air conditioned, and we eat good, and we throw out what it takes to win a competition. It's and we've won a bunch of them. We've been lucky and blessed, and had all the mojo in the right places, and the pink drinks delivered on time, and you know, God's looked down on us, and you do good things, and we're firm believers that good things will come back to you, and that's happened in my whole life, so. But we got that class coming up. The FBA schedule slowed down a little bit over the summer. Damon Woolley's contest is coming up in Live Oak. If you want to cook that contest, man, call now. Get signed up because he's going to fill up. It wouldn't surprise me if he can go 100 teams this year. And there's a lot of fun had at that contest. That park is awesome. Damon puts on a good job. And a lot of guys come. You get to see a lot of people. You get to visit quite a bit. So, but Jim, congratulations to you. I can't thank Newman's enough for coming on to the battle and putting on a good show and, you know, having a good time. And We'll be in Tavares this weekend. I think Janet's vending, and we'll see everybody that's coming to Tavares. And I haven't looked at the schedule in the last few minutes to remember what's coming up soon. But we got the class, and then I think there's Coco coming up, and some great contests the rest of the summer, and then the fall schedule starts, and that's going to be a good time. And then there's a bunch of us going to Vegas. Hope a few more teams win at some of these qualifiers, and we get a good showing out there. You know, we took three or four teams from the FBA out there last year, and we had a real good show, and we'd like to duplicate that, and one of us bring home the big grand champion from out west. That'd be fun. The talent that we've got involved is going out there, and, you know, Vegas is a hoot. Vegas is a good time, I tell you. But, Daryl, thanks for everything you do, buddy. I'll be talking to you in a day or two, and I know you got your work cut out for you making DVDs for everybody, and we appreciate what you do, buddy, and thanks for having us on the show.
Shoot, I appreciate it too, Dana. I'm just glad to be a part of everything that's going on down there in the FBA and everything. And okay, Newman, we want to help you out with sponsorship. So tell us a little bit about your team, how people get a hold of you to do sponsorship.
All right, you can Facebook Ricky Newman Barbecue, and we'll accept you there. We don't have the Newman Barbecue page anymore. Just too much to keep up with two pages there, but. You can hit us up on Facebook or Newman Barbecue at yahoo.com if you want to get in touch with us. Shout out to
M-A-N.
Ron. N-E-W-M-A-N, Newman. You don't remember
Newman.
That from our interview?
Oh, yeah, I remember it very well.
Yeah.
You know, it really made sense. You said new blood. This is a new man's barbecue. New man's barbecue. You the old man's barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well,
now,
you know, folks.
I want to thank you for taking my call and putting up with our somewhat belligerent competition the other day. We had a blast, and you know, Dana, great job on all that, and all the FBA guys. Jim, if you're still on the line there, I need to spend a little bit more time with you and get to know you. I know you're a heck of a guy there, and you're doing your thing right now, that's for sure. And congrats yesterday.
Thanks,
I think
sir.
We all knew it was a long time coming there, but I'm sure you'll be up there many, many times. I just hope it's, you know, after our name, but it is what it is at this point. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to go the other way with that. He's going to make a name for himself, and I tell you, what he did was real television, and it was really good. And I want everybody to get ready because I'm really going to try to edit this thing and put a lot. And you don't know how much I appreciate everything you did and that you might set Big Papa's Battle on his feet nationwide because it was funny. He was good. And you know what? He looks a lot better, a lot more than Guy Fieri, and I tell you what, Guy Fieri needs to move his ass over because I'm ready to put Ricky Lee right up there in the middle of that thing because he had good television presence, good camera presence, and he didn't flutter or sway at all. Shoot, I believed everything he said, and it was awesome, man. But anyway, we want to...
Well, you know, like we told Dana when we accepted the challenge, we said, you know, we can't guarantee the outcome, but we can guarantee one thing. We'll put on a good show for you. And,
yeah,
you know, we turned in some decent food there. You know, we kind of lost it there on the end. You know, Jimmy got a little fancy on the dessert, but, you know, hats off to Jimmy there. You know, we turned in a brownie, and he turned in something off of Iron Chef there, souffle, or I don't even remember what it was he turned in. But, you know, we had a blast. And
well, your
and
sentiment
the
in the background is definitely true. I've never seen any white trailer trash ever make a souffle.
Oh, man. Well, all right, guys. Thanks for taking the call, man. Look forward to the next
all
one.
Right. All right. Well,
all
have
right.
A good night. Okay, Sweet Smoke Q. You know, I know you had a tough weekend personally with your family and all, and but you stuck in there and you won that GC. And now, Sweet Smoke Q on Google, if you Google that, He's got pork injection that's really second to none. And the thing about his pork injection, it's in fluid, so it's not like you got to mix it and fight with it 2 days before. You can go out on the barbecue competition, mix this stuff up, and rock and roll with it. And, you know, tell us about your pork injection, how people get a hold of you for sponsorship.
Yeah, the pork injection is a liquid concentrate. It's you just basically pour it in, do a one part concentrate with two parts fruit juice, like apple juice, grape juice, or even water. You pour it in there, you mix it up, it's ready to go. You don't have to. There's no powders to mix, and you know, and all that stuff. If you want to get a hold of me, my website's sweetsmoke.com. You can hit me up on Facebook under Sweet Smoke Q, or my personal Facebook, which I, you know, is mainly more updated than the Sweet Smoke one, is Jim Elser, ELSER. If you want to purchase that right now, you only can purchase it through the my website, but coming up within probably 3 to 4 weeks, it'll be in some major barbecue supply stores. I've been contacted by several of those, so look for that in the next couple weeks in some of the big barbecue stores. So the injection's going very well, getting a lot of teams using it, doing very well with it. So I'm real happy with that.
Well, and we prayers go out to all your family and everybody, and
we hope
everything goes good for you. And I tell you what,
it's going. It was a blessing. You know, and all your listeners. You know, I got a phone call on this weekend on Saturday, about 2 hours before the awards. I lost my father to cancer, which was, you know, we expected. We just didn't know when it was, and you know, he was a big, huge fan of mine. You know, I couldn't, you know, this is our first grand this weekend. I think he was, you know, looking down. You know, he was a big part of that. You know, he couldn't, you know, he's been fighting this for about, you know, 2-3 years, and he just couldn't make it out, you know, at these contests. And we've been doing this as this is our second, you know, pretty much full strong year. And you know, it's sad that, you know, he couldn't, you know, be with us to, you know, to enjoy this, but you know, I think he knows. So I was watching the rebroadcast of your, you know, your live your broadcast on the weekend, and you know, it was cloudy, and you know, it started to rain during the awards, and after reserve grand was called, the announcer made that the sun was starting to come out. So, and then,
wow,
you know, our name was called. So I think that, you know, that was pretty neat. You know, for me, that touched me, you know, deep down. So, you know, I know that, you know, he's, you know, he was with me that day. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really something.
You know, I appreciate. Yeah. So.
Well, make sure you go to Sweet Sub Smoke Q and get some of that injection and try it, because it'll make a difference in your cooking. Pork, I believe, in the country, is the number one problem for teams. Trying to flavor a 7 to 10 pound pork buck is almost impossible, because that pork will eat so much flavoring. I mean, you know, pile it on, you still can't taste what you did when it gets completely done and you take it out of the cooker. So that Sweet Smoke Q, when I did my videos, I mean, it did a significant job on it. And get you some Sweet Smoke Q. I believe it in 1,000%. And now, if you want to look at the Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction videos, just go on Barbecue Superstars about 4 or 5 tabs down, and you'll see Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. Click on that, and all the videos are right there, scoring structure and everything. You can keep up with weekly updates. When we have different competitions, you'll know who everybody is going to advance and where everybody stands in the competition. And, boy, I tell you, I'm really lucky to be a part of Big Papa's Battle. But Ricky Lee Newman did his thing this weekend. It was totally awesome. And I tell you, we're going to have to put him up there with the next $6 million man.
Rescued from the brink of death.
She's breaking up. She's breaking up.
Transformed by radical technology.
We can rebuild him.
Part man. Part weapon. All bionic. Steve Austin is the $6 million man on the Sci-Fi Channel. Coming up next.
Ricky Newman's going to be the next $6 million man of barbecue. We appreciate everybody coming by, and we hope everybody had a good time. And I tell you, barbecue is about food, family, friends, and fun. And I do have to echo something that Dana Hill has said, that, you know, if we all get together in a sanctioned body, we treat each other with respect and love, and we stick together, we can turn this country around. We can revive those American values that have been so important to the establishing of our country. And, you know, that's why Barbecue Superstars is in existence. That's why I've done everything that I've done since I've been doing this. And, folks, I tell you, when you go out to your next contest, you know, it doesn't matter what sanctioned body you're in. Yeah, be serious when you're in the trailer or when you're actually working on your barbecue. But when you get out there amongst the fellow friends and everything, it's not all about you just winning. It's about being together, being a family. And it's about the model that Dana Hillis has so eloquently set up for us in the Florida Barbecue Association. Well, we're going to take off and from Newman's Barbecue, Sweet Smoke Q, Dana Hillis, Smoking Coals, and Mark Busby, and from Mr. Franklin that called in, we're going to say goodnight, and we hope y'all cook some Q this weekend.
We'll be right back.